At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
This is John from Rhode Island. First of all, just wanted to say you guys are wonderful. Been listening for at least a year, I want to say. Love all the stories. Not a EPP yet, but it's definitely something that I will be looking into doing in the future when I am able to do it. Back in July 2011, I lost my brother to a heart attack. I want to start off by saying that after that happened, I experienced a few things that I can't explain, to say the least. The night, well, when my brother passed away, was, well, I'm actually not really clear as to what time of the day he passed away, but my mother was the one who actually found my brother dead in his bedroom. That night, I was at my mother's house, and I was using the bathroom, and the door opened. And now, this is a door that actually latches, so it was one of the situations where it opened, and I couldn't explain as to why or how. Now, I had obviously grew up in this house, and this had never happened before. But okay, that was just the beginning of the experiences that I had after he passed away. After he passed away, he had a Lincoln Town Car, 99 Lincoln Town Car. At the time when he passed away, I had a Toyota Camry, 1992. My mother didn't have a car at the time, so she thought that maybe I should give her my Toyota Camry and I should keep my brother's car. I agreed. You know, it was a nicer car, but also it was something that I can hold on to in remembrance of my brother. One night when I was out with Mike, we were, you know, out, just had finished, you know, coming from the club. I was driving. I was probably going about 35 miles per hour. And as I was driving, I heard the door behind me. So the driver's side passenger rear door behind me open and close as I was driving. Now, a lot of people will probably explain this away as to saying, well, it's something that could possibly happen, you know. But I know that it isn't, because I actually, after this happened, I pulled over, freaked out a bit, of course, and I opened my door as I drove. I drove up to 40 miles per hour with my door open. Of course, I had the seatbelt on, but it was just an experiment because I wanted to see if it's possible for this door to close on its own. I mean, not, you know, obviously it opened and closed, but I mean, I was trying to debunk this and not say, well, it's something paranormal. Well, I can tell you that at 40 miles per hour, my door would not close. I mean, if you know a 1999 Lincoln Town Car, I mean, these were heavy steel cars. So needless to say, you know, I got home and I was with my cousin, and, you know, he's a skeptic. But at that point in time, he was definitely a believer, I got to say. You know, he was like, well, you know, that's crazy. I don't know what was that. And I agreed. I said, you know, I don't know what was that, but I had an idea that it was probably my brother. So when I got home, I sat in the car and I said, you know what, brother, you know, miss you, man, you know, and just wanted to let you know I'm okay. And, you know, I said certain, well, something along those lines. And I went upstairs. I went into my bedroom trying to get some sleep, but I kept hearing footsteps in front of my door. So I kept opening the door, and I'm like, you know, every time I opened the door, obviously nothing was there, but I'm trying to figure out what's going on. At the time, one of my cousins lived in the living room. My bedroom was actually the nearest bedroom to the living room. So from the living room, you can see the bedroom door. So I would step out and, you know, I would ask my cousin, I'm like, did you just hear that? And he said, no. I'm like, all right. So I go back, try to get some sleep, and it would happen all over again. So this happened throughout the whole night. Needless to say, I got no sleep. I think that was probably my brother visiting me. Other things happened after he passed away. There was a time when I was looking at the TV, which was a TV that he used to own while he was alive, and I'd seen his face in the exterior of the screen where the, well, basically where the black panels would be. So right next to the screen, but just enough where it's kind of shiny, where you can kind of like see a reflection there. I saw his face, and I looked back into the closet, and I looked back to the TV, and I didn't see the face anymore. But that's just a little bit. I mean, I've experienced a lot more throughout my life. I wouldn't call myself sensitive or anything like that. I can definitely pick up bad vibes and good vibes when I'm in places I know that there's something that I can't explain. It's the way that, you know, because of the way that I'm feeling. But another time I had somebody sit on my bed while I was sleeping. Obviously, I turned around. Nothing was there. But that's just really the beginning. I mean, I've experienced a lot throughout my life. I mean, I really have. I mean, this goes back to, you know, way back. But I won't take any more of your time. My name is John from Rhode Island. Again, you guys are great. I know your book is out. I actually seen it today on Amazon. I am going to purchase the Kindle version. I figure that's the least I can do since I'm not an EPP yet, to at least support what you guys do. And again, I'm forever grateful for your show, and continue doing what you guys do. You guys are awesome, and love you guys, and take care, and hope you have a great day or great evening or great afternoon. You take care now.
This has been a Grave Confession.
From the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only. In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.